The man in front was easily the most beautiful. His skin olive-toned beneath the typical pallor, his hair a glossy black. He was of a medium build, hard-muscled, of course, but nothing next to Emmett's brawn. He smiled an easy smile, exposing a flash of gleaming white teeth. The woman was wilder, her eyes shifting restlessly between the men facing her and the loose grouping around me, her chaotic hair quivering in the slight breeze. Her posture was distinctly feline. The second male hovered unobtrusively behind them. Slighter than the leader, his light brown hair and regular features both nondescript. His eyes, though, completely still, somehow seemed the most vigilant. Their eyes were different, too. Not the gold or black I had come to expect, but a deep burgundy color that was disturbing and sinister. The dark-haired man, still smiling, stepped toward Carlyle. "We thought we heard a game," he said in a relaxed voice with the slightest of French accents. "I'm Laurent. These are Victoria and James," he gestured to the vampires beside him. "I'm Carlyle. This is my family. Emmett and Jasper, Rosalie, Esme and Alice, Edward and Bella." He pointed us out in groups, deliberately not calling attention to individuals. I felt a shock when he said my name.